At the end of last week on the Facebook group, Everyday Positivity with Kate Cocker, if you're not there already, come find us on Facebook. I left a message asking for those heartwarming moments of community that we are starting to see. So in a situation like we're in, you often find that we end up needing those heartfelt community moments. We can't help but connect with each other, can we? I mean, in Seattle, I know that the Space Needle, everybody in Seattle woke up one morning last week to find that it said, "Seattle, we got this," on a flag on the top of the needle. And, you know, last Thursday, we were out on the steps of our houses clapping at 8 p.m, the NHS workers, the health workers here in the UK. So it's really heartwarming and really great to see. So I wanted to share some more with you that I got from the Facebook page. Sorry, the Facebook group. Tara has written, "One of her neighbours left a note in her lift just to say they can help get supplies to people who can't go out, walk the dog." Again, really simple, dead kind, really helpful. Leanne, this was so lovely. You should see the picture on the Facebook group. Leanne said, "Last week, a neighbour had written messages outside everybody's house on their street. So as they walked out of their house, they had a little message written in chalk on the pavement outside. Things like, 'Hello, hope you're well,' all of that kind of stuff. And they'd even done one for the mailman as well." And then this story that Stephanie sent, I'm going to read it out word for word. "A very close friend of my friend's grandma's died a few weeks ago, and thanks to the coronavirus, the funeral service and caterer had to be cancelled at very short notice. They asked the caterer to donate all the food and drink they'd paid for to a homeless shelter in memory of the lady who died. The caterer not only donated the food they'd paid for, but more from her own pocket. When she delivered the food, she saw that the food would feed 20 rough sleepers for several days. She was so moved by this that she's going to start making a fresh batch of food and make regular free deliveries to the shelter." What's so lovely is that it's one act of kindness that sent out the ripples into the world, right? So do not underestimate your acts of kindness, even if it's digital, even if it's leaving notes in people's houses. Today, if you can, reach out to someone and give them some sort of joy. Have a lovely day. Stay well. This is your Everyday Positivity here from the Volley Network. My name's Kate Cocker and I'll be back tomorrow. See you then. If you're not there already, there is a Facebook group where we are oozing positivity all of the time. The Facebook group, which you would be very welcome to come and join, is called Everyday Positivity with Kate Cocker. It's super easy to search. So if you just go to Facebook and search Everyday Positivity with Kate Cocker, you will find the group and you must come and join. I shall look forward to meeting you there.